Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It is the show presented by 70% Complete, where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point, it's a twofold point. Point number one, being sick, it sucks. Point number two, playing video games while you're sick makes being sick suck a little bit less. I recently came down with a case of ye olde strep throat, which, yuck, is point number one. That was not fun. Still recovering a bit, not super happy about it, but, that's fine. The thing I haven't done in a long time, because being sick as a parent typically means that you are not the only one sick, and, you know, fingers crossed, currently I am. We'll see if that changes in the next couple days. But that usually means that being sick is typically taking care of someone who is more sick than you, so there's not a ton of extra time to just be the biggest couch bum of all time and just lays around playing video games. I also have the awful luck of being the person in the family who gets sick on the weekends. I somehow managed to make it all the way through on the week, and then boom, weekend time hits, game over. But if one can be lucky with having the strep throat, I was as lucky as you could be, I guess. I got sick on like a Tuesday, born on a Wednesday or whatever. And then I spent all day Tuesday playing Call of the Elder Gods, which is what I want to talk about today. I also started playing, Logan has been bending my ear recently about the latest spreadsheet game that he is enjoying. And I got a press code for that, so I am also checking out Space Haven that just hit their 1.0. You should go check that out if you're a factory game optimization sicko. It's kind of one of those, except you're building a spaceship, and it like models way too much about that, which is really impressive. It's a really cool game. I'm still just like barely wrapping my head around it. But you should go check out Space Haven, see if that's something that you'd be into. But Call of the Elder Gods. Call of the Elder Gods is the sequel to Call of the Sea. It's actually way more of a sequel than I thought. It doesn't necessarily need you to have played the first game, but it's built by the same team. It plays very similar to what I remember of Call of the Sea. The story is like pretty well tied, and I think that you would be having a grand old time if you went back and played Call of the Sea and then went straight to this. It's a good one. I like both of those games. Call of the Sea was like a real big surprise for me when I played it a couple years back now. But it's good. And then Call of the Elder Gods is a different character for story reasons. And it has you, instead of being on a single island in the Pacific, you are... Oh, that train's leaving late. Instead of being stuck on a single island in the Pacific like you were in the first game, Call of the Elder Gods has you going on a much more, like, Indiana Jones-tinged cross-country or cross-globe trek, which I think was really cool. It was really neat to have, like, these like puzzle areas and scenarios, and then you know you'd end that stuff and it'd be like, okay, cool, like now we're going to Norway, which is just it was really neat. It was a cool way of doing it, and it's very funny because I remember the Call of the Sea game having a tone of very much like a action pulp story. Like a Amazing Tales from the 1930s kind of story. And it was small, and it was kind of focused on the Lovecraftian angle on it and stuff. This game is, like, extremely Indiana Jones in, like, really good way, which really surprised me. It takes place in the 50s, 1956, I think. You play as a young black woman, Evie Drayton, I think her name is. And she is either graduating or is currently in class at Miskatonic, which is... there's a lot of Lovecraft stuff in this game, but it's the funny kind of Lovecraft where it's like a... It's a wink and a nod. Like, if you know stuff about Lovecraft, you're like, ah, yes, Miskatonic, I get it. Oh, she's in Arkham. That makes sense. But, like, all of the things that you expect from Lovecraft, like, very rarely are in this game in the way that you expect, which I think is really cool. Like, including... including a favorable representation of a black woman. Go fuck yourself, H.P. Lovecraft. I think they did a really good job with the story they're telling here, with how they're handling it. And I think the thing that is perhaps most interesting to me is the Indiana Jones bits of it, and not in the, like, swashbuckling, fly across the world kind of stuff. I don't want to get into too many spoilers about the game because I know it just came out. I think I might have... Did I play it on release day? I don't actually know. It only came out within the last week or two, I think. So I don't want to, like, get too much into the story. There's a couple of, like, really big moments that are like, oh, shit, they're doing stuff here. But the thing that I kind of want to bring up, because I think that this is important for what this game is doing and why I like it so much, is I think that if you're in like Eldritch Horror spaces, or if you have, like, seen the think pieces about them, or even kind of touched on some of them a little bit, I played a little bit of Sinking City earlier this year, I guess. I should probably get back to that. I love me a Frogwares game. But that is a much more faithful representation of a Lovecraft story, with, like, warts and all. In Lovecraft, especially in the story that, Jesus, I can't remember what it is that Sinking City is pulling from. But there are, like, quote unquote, whether subhuman or human adjacent species of fish people and primate-based people. You can imagine what those are racist caricatures of, because that's what they are. Lovecraft is complicated, but mostly bad. I think the tale on his stories are much longer from, like, the themes and the characters than they are for the, like, world-building that he does, which is not great sometimes. But the thing that I enjoy about Call of the Elder Gods is that it is taking that stuff and almost wholeheartedly destroying it. It's like, no, we're not doing that. We're not touching that stuff like that. We're telling, like, a much more, like, a different type of story about the Elder Gods and Cthulhu and all of that stuff. And the thing that I'm left with after playing this game is that the evil of these stories often tends to be the mad god who lays sleeping, and all of that stuff, the, like, madness that comes from interacting with the Eldritch gods and these, like, ancient civilizations that are, you know, buried beneath the crust of the earth, and coming into contact with the cosmic horrors of the universe is enough to destroy the fragile human mind. And what I really like about this game, without getting too deep into it, is that's not the Eldritch horror they're talking about. I kind of almost don't think that this game is Eldritch horror. It is... I will say, the most horrible thing that happens in this game is like more The Mummy adjacent or Indiana Jones adjacent, where it is the hubris of man trying to play with forces they don't understand for evil means, and then having that go horribly wrong for them, which is beautiful, which is poetic. The evil man in this game, because of course he is an evil man, you go to his office at some point in Lovecraft's, one of Lovecraft's favorite town, Providence, Rhode Island, and he has a signed photo of him shaking hands with Joseph McCarthy, and Joseph McCarthy, the man who created the Red Scare, signed it saying always a true patriot, and then signed it Joe. Like, that's the evil guy. Like, the evil guy, like, sure, like, has like cult stuff going on. Like, there's like the whole like cryptic language of like the elder gods and everything, but like at the end of the day, the evil character in this game is friends with Joseph McCarthy. The evil character in this game used to work for the United States government and maybe brought some friends over in Operation Paperclip, which if you don't know what it is, don't look it up. That's going to be a fun surprise in the game. I love how this game, like the first one very much was like, here's a fun story about, well, it's not, here's a story about a woman who's suffering from a terminal illness and like finds a way to deal with that. But the second game is very much a, like, let's use, loud train. Let's use the storytelling of a Lovecraft story, of like an adventure novel, of an Indiana Jones, but let's use that to tell a story about man. And that's kind of the thing that I love the most about it, is like there are these small little pieces peppered in there. There's the there's two main characters in this one now. I'll let you kind of discover who those are and how it works. There's like good puzzle design in there. I only had to use the hints feature once or twice. And I think that both the times I used it, if I would have actually perhaps not been sick with strep throat, I probably could have figured it out pretty well. Turns out doing puzzles while you're sick, pretty difficult. But it was fun. I liked the puzzles. The dynamic between the two characters is good. I feel like some of the weirder parts of the first game, like tonally, they do a really good job with this by kind of sticking with a good cast. And like, I feel like it ends really well. It kind of is set up for another one of these perhaps. And honestly, I would kind of love it. I think it would be really nice. They have kind of like nailed the perfect, here's a cool puzzle box house, and then also some fun lore about the story that's happening here. Like, I think it is taking the, like, if you take the Room games, those puzzle box games about alchemists, if you take that and then actually have like a globetrotting story about, you know, stopping the elder gods instead of whatever those stories were about, I think that you kind of land where you are here. Like, the puzzles aren't as complex and the tool set isn't as crazy, but it is a good, like, pulpy story that feels like a popcorn mystery to kind of dig into. And honestly, it's like the perfect game to play while you're sick. I enjoyed it so much. I think it was about 6 to 7 hours for me. So I just kind of like cruised through it at my own pace, and it was a real blast. It's a great story. I think you should go check out Call of the Elder Gods. I might have a review of it coming up here in a bit, but like I said, some of the best parts of that game are the thematic bits of it that don't necessarily shine super strong in a review. There's an entire level that I don't want to get into, but there is a really cool puzzle mechanic and a bit of a history of some of the characters that you interacted with in the previous game that I think is really well done. It's like a weird Indiana Jones riff, but like, what if Indiana Jones was actually involved in the World War II war effort? It's weird. It's a fun thing, but you know, knowing that Lovecraft never went into the 50s, it is especially weird when you have stories happening, like you're telling stories about ancient aliens and like elder races at the same time that people have the concept of rocket ships, which is an interesting twist on the whole thing. But I think that's gonna do it for me. You heard that squeaky loud train come through, so I gotta go hop on, play some Space Haven probably, and I think I'm gonna finish up the, I mean, don't tell the boss, but I think I'm gonna finish up the script for the Wolfenstein video today. Begin actual production on that next week. So busy day today. Hope you have a good Friday. You know, have a good day. Go get yourself a snack, maybe get a treat, and prepare yourself for a nice long weekend. All right, we'll see you. Bye.